I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. The National Theater's slim, sparse, and strangely beautiful version of Romeo and Juliet that now streams is a real achievement. Last summer, Britain's major stage company was to present what's arguably Western literature's greatest love story. The cast was chosen, the crew was ready, and the pandemic halted everything. It looked like the end for the production, but the National's leadership decided simply to change course. They would film a cutback version, way cutback, in the backstages of one of the National's theaters that would appear to be just what it was, a bunch of actors confined to an unpolished area we don't usually see, bringing the play to life. And after careful text editing, adventurous staging by Simon Godwin, and brilliant film and sound editing, they've given us a Romeo and Juliet with all the basics and beauty of Shakespeare's language in less than an hour and a half. Here's Romeo, pulling a ladder to Juliet's window, tangling with a love that emerges from the hatred between two clans.
Henceforth, I never will be Romeo.
What man art thou?
By a name, I know not how to tell thee who I am.
Art thou not Romeo and a Montague?
Neither, fair maid, if either thee dislike.
The Crown's Josh O'Connor is Romeo. Fargo's Jesse Buckley is Juliet. You'll find the National Theater's Romeo and Juliet at pbs.org. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway minute.